Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. When it's hot outside in the South, iced tea is one of our favorite beverages to drink to cool off. Iced tea carries the ability to recharge our bodies with some mineral nutrients while helping to keep us hydrated. The needs of our plants in the landscape are similar to ours. Like us, they need water to survive. But to thrive, they need mineral nutrients. Pouring iced tea on our plants won't do a whole lot of good in the landscape, but there is a tea of sorts for our plants. Making a tea from compost is the plant equivalent of iced tea for people. Brewing this elixir is easy as brewing tea itself and uses the same principles. Compost tea is an oxygenated or aerobic water-based solution that contains a multitude of concentrated beneficial microbes and plant-available nutrients. Simply put, compost tea is an extremely quick and easy way to utilize your compost. The tea is comprised in such a way that the nutrients will be present in a form that is immediately available to the plants. Roots can only absorb nutrients that are water-soluble. These water-soluble nutrients are what we are looking to extract from the compost pile. Both compost and tea bags come in a dry, solid form. Once mixed into water, certain mineral nutrients will be extracted. When making compost tea, soluble nutrients that the plant needs are removed from the compost by mixing with water while leaving behind the insoluble nutrients and other materials. To start a compost tea making process, first you will need to start with some basic yet essential materials. 2 5-gallon buckets, an air stone, 3 or more feet of tubing, a strainer, a pillowcase, cheesecloth or nylon stocking will work just fine for a strainer. The first step to creating homemade compost tea is to fill 1/3 of your 5-gallon bucket with high-quality, well-finished compost. Well-finished compost is one that is a mixture of kitchen and yard waste that has been broken down into simpler components that can then be used by the plants. This material should be dark brown to black in color and have an earthy or nutty smell. Next, fill the remaining 2/3 with water, then add the air stone. The addition of air or oxygen will help to aerate the mixture, and it will keep the microbes alive in the solution. An air stone is a device used to oxygenate water. This is what creates the bubbles in a fish tank. Stir the water and compost mixture and let it sit for 3 to 4 days. Be sure to stir the mixture regularly, at least once or twice a day. After 3 to 4 days, pull the air stone out and stir one last time before starting the straining process. To strain the tea, cover the second 5-gallon bucket with your straining cloth. Leave some slack in the cloth. This extra slack will be used to catch the solids that are left behind from the original compost material. Pour the mixture through the cloth and collect the liquid. To utilize your tea, add directly to hardy trees and shrubs by pouring over the root systems of the plants. If you want to extend the amount of tea you made, you can certainly dilute the tea by 1/2 or more. When applying the tea to tender annuals or vegetables, use a 1:4 tea-water ratio. Be sure to use all the tea you made as quickly as possible, as it will not keep for very long. After you have added tea to your garden, make yourself some iced tea. Not compost tea, just regular iced tea. Sit back and watch your plants thrive like you have never seen before. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.